Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Forever Dog.
It's time to send the little ones to dreamland and set your radio's dial to spooky. Bolt the doors, lock your windows, and steal yourself a mysterious suspense in this evening's final feature, Beyond Belief. Meet Frank and Sadie Doyle. The toast of the upper crust, headliners on the society pages. And oh yes, they see ghosts.
Who cares what evil lurks in the hearts of men?
Unless evil's carrying the martini tray, darling.
Join the Doyles in tonight's dark episode, Drinky and the Train. Our story begins aboard a locomotive rolling through the snowy countryside.
Frank, our very own train car. Cozy car 17. It's as adorable as a hedgehog wearing a cap and mittens.
Are rodents in winter wear usually so drafty?
My assistant is taking care of that. Ah, here he is now. He just lit the steam generator, right?
That's right.
Porters have assistants?
Hey, you don't get to just be a porter.
I wish. Gosh, I'd have it made.
I can't tell if you're being sarcastic.
Me? About what? And why? Furthermore...
That's enough. Should heat up soon.
Well, until then, we have blankets and fur coats and a fiery passion brimming beneath the surface of our every interaction.
Well, this train car suddenly feels downright toasty.
We didn't think we'd have any passengers tonight. The train was empty until you turned up.
Empty?
On Christmas Eve?
Yep. I was looking forward to teaching my assistant how to take the evening off. But it is what it is. Let us know if you need anything.
We do.
Decidedly.
There's only so warm we can get from the outside.
If it's not too much trouble, we'd like to order drinks before settling in. And even if it is...
Would that be possible, Mr...
Porter.
You're a porter named Porter?
Huh. Yeah, I never really thought of that. Yeah, no, I guess I am. Yeah.
You never really thought of it? I never said anything when we met because I assumed you'd heard it a million times.
Yeah, well, I guess everyone assumed that because it's literally never come up.
Now I cannot tell if you're being sarcastic or if this is just how you are.
Thank you.
All right, as we were driving at before taking this byway to nominative determination, would it be possible to order drinks?
Of course.
Splendid! We'll each
take... It's
possible,
but my assistant and I have several things to prep now that we have guests. You see, we thought we'd have Christmas Eve off, but as I said, you then turned up.
There's a bar car in the back, sir. It's not set up yet, but I can do that in Jiffy. Then you can order drinks there from me, and then you can walk them back here for you. How does that sound?
Like more walking than Jiffy, but I could stand to stretch my legs.
Well, we would normally bring the drinks to you, but we'll be busy housing your luggage. I sent the luggage handlers home because it's Christmas Eve, and there weren't any passengers until you guys.
We turned up.
Yes.
In the spirit of the giving season, I will get our drinks.
Thank you, darling. And thank you, Mr. Porter and Mr. Porter's assistant. I truly didn't believe we were going to make it home in time for Christmas, Frank.
Well, where there's a will, there's a wallet. I was happy to pay 3 times the normal amount for a train ticket just to toast each other under our own mistletoe.
Two of our favorite traditions, and mistletoe to all three. Oh, boo, we don't have any cocktails yet.
Oh, I'll see if this porter's assistant has that car set up.
And I'll settle in and wait for you right here, Frank, in cozy car 17. I do so love a romantic train ride through the country in the snow. The only things better would be 2 things. Frank and my drink! I was just wishing for you both.
Well, your wish is our command.
And it was a jiffy after all.
Still too long.
Oh, Frank.
It was harrowing being apart for even moments.
My dramatic husband. To him.
To you.
To us.
Oh. To the very last sip.
Now, while I love the sentiment, I do not love that that was the very last sip. Shall I go and get us another round?
Perish the thought, allow me, and I'll bring back the bottle this time.
As many as you can carry.
And more. No, strike that. How would I even?
If anyone could find a way.
Or a wagon.
Do ask the porter for one. Oh, the porter can transport the bottles until there's enough to make this cabin the bar car.
Sorry that took so long, love. The porter's assistant started unloading the bottom shelf liquor first. Can you believe? And then I had to guide him through how to make a proper martini. And then, would you believe it, I saw a... Wait, what are these glasses doing here?
What do you mean took so long? You're here again so soon. Without the bottles you promised, much less the wagon.
Well, what do you mean, what do I mean took so long? Furthermore, what do you mean by the rest of it?
Well, you were just here.
I was?
You were.
And I just left.
You did?
After drinking martinis with you out of these glasses.
That's right.
I'm glad I asked. Otherwise, a farce may have very well ensued between this other me, myself, and you.
That would have been something. Entrances and exits, mistaken identity.
Oh, misunderstandings, running from car to car.
It's just as you always say, darling.
The key to avoiding a farce is to always ask questions.
Now, here's one. If you're you, who was the you who was just in here?
Well, the only solution is that it was also me. For if it weren't...
If it weren't, I would know it.
Sadie, it may be the case that I got you a me for Christmas.
Oh?
In the bar car, I happened upon a coin-operated wishing machine. One of those animatronic, non-denominational angels named Zuzu that grants Christmas wishes for pennies.
Oh, what a colorful waste of money.
Well, the Zuzu machine offered to grant my heart's desire for Christmas.
And what was your heart's desire? Another you.
My heart's desire was and is and ever shall be whatever your heart desires.
Oh, what a thoughtful wish, darling. I only got you cufflinks.
Oh, I adore shirt jewelry.
And I recall wishing you'd appear at my door with our drinks, and there you were.
Another mystery solved by Frank and Sadie Doyle.
With one more quick on its heels.
Yes. If the other me were heading from here to the bar car, and I, the me I am, the one talking, me, was heading here from the bar car...
Why didn't you run into each other?
I suspect we're about to find out.
Oh, it's you.
Here with a wagon full of bottles and a note from you. What, I'm sorry, what are you doing here?
How did you beat us?
And do you still want us to deliver the other booze wagon?
First things first, gratuity.
Thank you.
Okay, second thing second.
Liquor or the note?
Both. You fellows unload these bottles. Sadie, will you prepare the drinks while I read this note?
Of course.
Dear Frank and Sadie, I expect you've figured out what happens. I have put it together myself. And who am I but you? As you've each got each other, I've wished myself a Sadie of my own from the Zuzu machine.
Oh, how sweet.
Continuing. If you'd care to meet for a drink, please arrange it via Porter Porter and his assistant, who one assumes is named Mr. Assistant. Yours, etc., you.
So that's how there's another one of my husband and presumably another one of me. A simple, otherworldly Christmas Eve mishap.
You know how it is.
I sure do. Ha ha. Supernatural mishaps.
Yeah, do they have tickets, though?
If the other fellow had a penny for wishing, he's me to the very penny.
Identical.
So they must have identical tickets.
You can provide them with another room, I hope. They're all vacant, aren't they?
He did say he was switching rooms. I okayed it. I didn't know I'd be doubling my workload. And what are you smiling about?
Twice the experience!
Hold. There it
is. Oh, impatient to meet us.
Or impatient for the other wagon.
Second Frank, I presume. Not by a long shot, I'm afraid. No? No. Oh. Yeah, the other you, the second one, hid when you were coming back from the bar car. Oh, makes sense. He's smart. We all are, if we do say so ourselves. On seeing you, he figured out what happened. He hid in a room, you passed him by, he went to the bar car, arranged the wagons, ordered up a Sadie, the Zuzu machine sent him to a room to wait, and I woke up in the bar car. I didn't really question much past how it's up to me to wish for my own Sadie, so I did.
And now you'd like a room.
Take your pick.
Well, I'm pretty sure there's more to the story. There's more to the story.
I love this story. Should we kiss? Tell the story, and then we should, the three of us, kiss. Mm.
The thing is, I don't know how many Franks there are, or Sadies. I think the Zuzu is up to something. Otherwise, why doesn't she put a Sadie with a Frank and call it a night? Oh, it's a treat to see my wheels turning from the outside. Well, we're a good-looking fellow. You think Zuzu is separating them, us, them, on purpose? I do.
So that each Frank will wish for another Sadie, and each Sadie will wish for another Frank?
That's what I think. But why? I haven't figured it out yet.
I think I know why. Sadie, how lovely. I'll say we are.
More guests, how fun!
Yeah, that's not the word I'd use. We're going to have to turn all the beds down tonight.
So exciting.
No.
Why do you think the Zuzu machine is making so many copies? I think she's got some sort of quota. A genie grants three wishes and then it's free. Perhaps it's something like that. You make good sense. You're the original, aren't you? I am. Charmed.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And if you're the original Sadie, then you haven't yet made a wish. I haven't. This train is crawling with Franks and Sadies. It's too many. You need to wish us all out of existence.
We're not going to like that. Well, I don't expect you will.
Why do you want it? I don't, but it's the way it must be. I'll miss you most of all. Oh, they're coming.
Uh-oh. There's a lot of you out in that narrow hallway.
Yeah, well, that's just a fire hazard.
We'll hold them off as long as we can, won't we, Sadistic?
Of course we will. We'll do it together, Frankenstein.
Must be a lag with the copies.
Frank, you take Porter Porter's hand, and I'll take Mr. Assistance, and that way we'll get to know we're us when we get to the bar car.
Good thinking. Look at all the us's.
I wish we could take some home with us.
I think they're looking for us.
They don't know who's who. They're chasing each other from room to room.
Precisely the farce we were trying to avoid. Hold it right there, you two.
Yeah, stop your working. One foot, then the other, then the first foot again, then that second guy.
That's a walking works and stop doing it.
Oh dear, it appears our copies are depreciating in quality. Use words with less, ideas in them.
Yeah, and less language.
Also, drinks we want. You have. Give us them, the drinks.
And the glasses around them.
Yeah, the glasses too, for the drinks to be in. My Frank, a brain genius.
These aren't the drinks you want. They're almost finished, see? So go to Cozy Car 17. There's a whole wagon full of drinks. In glasses.
In bottles. The bottles are glasses, moms and dads. We'll go there now, yes?
Not so fast.
We go there.
No. Are you the originals? Rumor is the originals are trying to stop us from being. That's right. And so the plan is to stop them from being first with our fists, but made of different hands. Our ones, our hands.
And maybe there will be kicking and pull them apart like monkey bread. So are you the originals?
Oh, we're not the originals. We're looking for them too. I tell you what, sport. We'll go this way, you go that way, and we'll meet...
Where the two ways converge.
That's right.
How do we know you're not them?
Yeah, good brain, Sadismo.
Thank you, Dr. Frankenstein's monster.
Well, what if we told you something only the originals wouldn't know? I don't know.
That sounds like a good idea.
It really does.
That sounds like a good idea.
I've heard that, yeah. All right, here goes. We're, the two of us, not the original Frank and Sadie Doyle.
Could the original Frank and Sadie Doyle say that?
No. Wait. Maybe. No. okay, let's go find that wagon lady. Bye, you guys.
Should we tip them? Oh, we're going? Bye.
Oh, that was close, I guess. Maybe. Anyway, here we are. The bar car's empty.
Oh, they all made their wishes.
Hey, look over there!
Is that them?
No! Maybe! Wait!
You two, go! We'll hold them off from here.
Will you be all right?
Ma'am, we're porters.
It's our job is to do whatever it takes to serve our passengers. Not wished up duplicates of our passengers. We serve the ones who actually paid for tickets. The best way to serve you is to hold back the ever-growing army as long as possible so you may flee.
Here's a little something for your efforts.
It's our honor, sir. Godspeed.
Thank you, gentlemen of the rails.
We're splitting that tip.
We made it. The wishing machine in the bar car.
Oh, a double win.
Okay, hi. You get one wish. It's your heart's desire. Woo! You put in the coin, you push my squeaky paddle, and the wish happens, and after that I keep the coin.
This Suzu machine is far less charming than I'd imagined.
Know what else I can do besides grant a wish? Have good hearing.
Oops.
Look, how would you feel if you were cursed to be an animatronic torso stuck in a contraption granting wishes for anyone with a penny in their pocket?
Well, I suppose that while bitter resentment and self-pitying might jockey for dominance, that more than anything, without Frank, I'd feel simply bereft. Oof.
There were a lot of them.
Good thing they respect the authority of a porter.
Oh, heck, who wouldn't?
But for how long is the question? So I locked the bar car door. We're safe until they breach that. But maybe if you'd hurry up with your wish already, they won't get to.
Well, shall I make my wish then?
Well, lest we go as we've always assumed we would, torn asunder by our own flawed reflections.
Okay, here goes. Your heart's desire. Ready?
Wait. Look into your heart. Is its desire really to undo all of the us's out there?
I don't know. Is self-preservation one's true heart's desire?
It's mine, I think. Give me that penny.
Here you are, sport. And a little extra for your efforts.
We're splitting that.
Okay, hotshot. Drop that coin in. I mean, things could only get better, right? Or worse. Let's find out. Now push my squeaky paddle and I'll grab your heart.
Cool. Well...
Well, they still all exist.
I granted his heart's desire to get his hat.
Your heart desired a hat?
Ooh, wow, not just any hat. This is a porter's hat. No more assistant for me. I'm a full-fledged porter.
The heart wants what the heart wants.
Have you made your wish yet, Mr. Porter?
He sure hasn't.
Yeah, and I sure won't put my heart's desire in the hands of an infernal wishing device. I'm not even supposed to be here tonight.
Well, technically, I'm cursed, not infernal.
Cursed?
Yeah, I was a genie who got just a little too tied up in ironic twists of my own coming. Anyway, I got to grant wishes in this machine until I reach this completely unrealistic number. $5.
I knew it! I mean, the eye we met earlier knew it.
That's why you kept the Franks away from the Sadies.
I saw a way to keep making wings, running more wishes, getting closer to that magic number, so I took it. Now I'm very close. $4.98. $2 and a free!
One, please. Here's a penny, Mr. Porter, and a little extra for your trouble. I believe in you.
Here we go.
Now push that squeaky paddle.
Working. They're fading away.
Oh, and so are you, Frank.
After I tipped him and everything.
I'm fading away, too.
Whoa. Everyone's gone.
Yeah, his heart's desire was a train without passengers.
Yes, that seems right. No constant demands, nothing to do but nothing. And we still get paid.
Okay, but those copies, were they alive? Are they still?
Let's say no. I mean, they never truly were, and they sure aren't now.
Let's say, or they weren't?
Don't ask questions you don't want answers to.
All right, but the originals, are they okay?
Let's say they are. It's like a 30-70 shot. Look, I'm a cursed wish-granting torso. I don't have a lot of fine motor control.
Yeah, on that topic, Jonah, please make an out-of-order sign for this troublemaker.
What? But I granted you your heart's desire.
Yes, but at what cost?
A penny.
Well, you might have killed those people if that's what I accidentally wanted, and you twisted their wishes to suit you. All this being punished to be a torso, and you still haven't learned your lesson. You're staying put where you can't do any more of your danger mischief. You think I don't know what's best for a train? I'm a porter. Jonah, the sign.
You're not my boss anymore. But you are my friend. So I'll do it. Also, I love making signs.
No!
Meanwhile, back in the Doyle's penthouse apartment.
We're home. How lovely of that porter to transport us here rather than make us disembark at a station.
It's probably because I tipped him.
Here's to us, and only us.
The ones and onlys.
It seems that Frank and Sadie learned that two is more than enough company, and the only doubles they enjoy are the potable kind. Join the Doyles next time when they once again walk beyond belief in a terrifying tale titled Wraith No More.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram at Forever Dog Team and liking our page on Facebook.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.